far as home improvement news, at the Carter household, one thing that I learned this week is the cork flooring at my house that I put in quite a few, I'd say maybe 5-6 years ago in my basement. Once again, I'm just astounded by its durability, ease of cleaning, and just overall maintenance. I had to try to help get ready for a party for my daughter, her birthday party, and she had her first boy-girl party at the house. And I was actually cleaning the steps from the first floor down to the basement that are covered with cork that I put in. And these steps get, gosh, they get a lot of traffic. I mean, a lot of traffic. And so I was just wiping. I had vacuumed them, and then I went over them with just a regular sponge with just water. No soap, no anything. And once they were clean, I was just amazed, because here I am just up close and personal. It looked like the day I had put them in. I mean, the water-based urethane that I had used, I think I put on four coats. Yeah, I'm sure I did. Four coats. And it doesn't even look like it's worn. So I'm going to put on a maintenance coat, I've decided, probably in a couple of weeks. And that's always a good idea, by the way. In fact, you want to do that. This is the biggest mistake most people make with any type of hardwood floor or any kind of surface that's coated with urethane. They typically will let the... Remember, when you're walking on a hardwood floor, for example, that's finished, you're really not walking on wood. You're walking on those thin layers of urethane that were applied by the hardwood floor finisher. And eventually those are going to wear off. So if you make the mistake and wear through the urethane and then start to walk on the actual wood surface, then you start to scuff that up and take away some of the wood fibers that have the stain color in it, or even if it's natural, you kind of wear away some of those pieces of wood that have got a patina to them, then the color of the floor starts to change. It looks different where the traffic patterns are. Well, the trick is go ahead and just keep a coat of urethane on it. If you keep doing that and you don't get down to the wood, you don't have to sand the floor. That's the key. That's what ruins hardwood floors, are those repeated episodes where you have to bring in the heavy sanding equipment, and they take off another thin layer of wood, and another, and another, and another, and pretty soon there's nothing left. And you get down to the tongue, and it's over, and you got to rip it all out. Well, you can actually put in a hardwood floor, have it sanded the one time when it's first put in, and if it's done right, it never, ever, ever has to be sanded again. So that's what you should do at your house, and it's a lot cheaper as well, too. You can call up these hardwood floor finishing companies, and they've got a special price for where they just come in and screen the floor and put one coat of urethane on. And plus, very little dust. It's not that whole messy thing like it is when it sands. I mean, the sanding can be a very painful process. It's like death on a stick. So you want to try to avoid that at all expenses.